VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three American service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. The U.S. forces Afghanistan told VOA that a vehicle-borne bomb exploded near a convoy on a security patrol near Bagram Air Base, the largest U.S. military base in the country. It's about 50 kilometers north of Kabul. A man from the eastern state of Maryland has been arrested for an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a judge. Federal prosecutors plan to ask a judge not to grant bail for 28-year-old Rondell Henry of Germantown, Maryland, during a court appearance on Tuesday. They'll argue he's a flight risk and a threat to the community. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization, targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic State's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policy is wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge on Monday issued an injunction halting the Trump administration's policy of sending some asylum seekers back across the southern border to wait out their cases in Mexico. The ruling is to take effect on Friday and will apply nationwide. It removes at least temporarily a controversial Trump administration strategy aimed at slowing a flood of immigrants, mostly from Central America, that swelled last month to the highest level in a decade. The Secret Service chief is expected to leave the Trump administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Today, officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hollywood actress Felicity Huffman is pleading guilty and apologizing for her involvement in a college admissions bribery scheme. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman has agreed to plead guilty to mail fraud charges in the college admissions cheating scam that's ensnared wealthy parents and athletic coaches at some of the nation's most selective universities. Federal authorities say Huffman and 12 other prominent parents will admit to charges in the scheme. In her first public comment since her arrest, Huffman says she accepts full responsibility for her actions and will accept the consequences. Huffman was accused of paying a consultant $15,000 disguised as a charitable donation to boost her daughter's SAT score. The consultant, Rick Singer, met with Huffman and her husband, actor William Macy, to explain how he could pull the strings at a testing center and have someone change their daughter's answers. Singer secretly recorded his conversations for investigators. I'm Jennifer King.
Tuesday is Election Day in Israel. In the final days of the campaign, the race is too close to call. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a strong challenge from Benny Gantz, a popular former army chief. Libyan authorities have closed the only functioning airport in Tripoli after an airstrike on Monday as a battle for the capital continues between rival forces in the country. Security officers at Mitiga Airport, east of the Libyan capital, said no side had yet claimed responsibility for the attack. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.